Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. Today's date is November 18th, 2012, and the title of today's podcast is Odansetron. The case scenario is a four-year-old child presenting with a one-day history of vomiting. That's why that sound effect. They are an otherwise healthy child who's been immunized, has no fever, no rash, no recent travel, no abdominal pain, no cough, no sick contact. It's a healthy child except for the vomiting. So let's go back and do some background information on dehydration in children before we talk about the study today. Dehydration in children is a common presentation to the emergency department. A main cause of dehydration in this age group is gastroenteritis, which is characterized by the acute onset of diarrhea with or without nausea, vomiting, fever, and abdominal pain. The scope of the problem was quantified by Glass in 1991, and this study showed the following. There was 20 to 40 million. Every time I say million, I think of Dr. Evil putting his pinky to his face going, $1 million. But in this case, it was 20 to 40 million episodes of diarrhea in children each year in the USA. Now that study was 20 years ago, so I can only imagine the number has gone up. And this resulted in 2 to 4, say it with me, million physician visits each year. 10% of all hospital admissions of children under the age of 5 were for dehydration. Now I threw up a nice table on how to evaluate the degree of dehydration from Goldman et al. In Pediatrics in 2008. And this table breaks it down into mild, moderate, or severe, with mild being somewhere around 5%, moderate being 5 to 10%, and severe being greater than 10%. And they looked at 6 indicators: the fontanelle, whether those mucous membranes were moist, skin turgor, cap refill time, urinary output, and mental status. But really, we often just look at the end of the bed and go, are they mild, moderately, or severely dehydrated? But at least this helped quantify things. Now, most cases of gastroenteritis are mild and self-limiting, up to 95%, and they can be treated effectively with oral rehydration. Now, if you want more information on oral rehydration, just visit the show note link on oral rehydration therapy from the Canadian Pediatric Society. It has a nice algorithm, which I put into the show notes. And again, it breaks it down into mild dehydration, my favorite number, around 5, moderate, 5 to 10, and severe dehydration, greater than 10. So today's question, getting back to the case of the 4-year-old who's been vomiting, is what can we do in the emergency department to prevent vomiting, IV fluid use, and admission to hospital in children with gastroenteritis? The reference for today is from DeCamp et al., The Use of Antiemetic Agents in Acute Gastroenteritis, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis from 2008. Yes, I know, 2008, 4 years old, but better than 10 years old, which is the typical KT window. We'll get down to 1 year, and I'll talk about that later. So in this systematic review, the population was children with vomiting from gastroenteritis. The intervention was antiemetic medication. Control was placebo. And the outcome was, were they still vomiting? Did they require intravenous fluids? Did they require admission to hospital? Did they return to the ED? Or episodes of diarrhea? So the results for this study came from 11 articles that met inclusion criteria. Now they had a number of different active agents that they used, but six of the studies, were on ondansetron. And the meta-analysis was done on the 6 randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled trials of ondansetron. And it showed that this medication could prevent hospital admission, IV fluid use, and further emesis. The actual numbers were represented in number needed to treat. And the number needed to treat to prevent admission was 14. So you had to treat 14 children with ondansetron to prevent one admission. The numbers were even better for IV fluids, which is great because the nurses don't like usually starting IVs on little kids. So the number needed to treat to prevent IV fluids, what was it? 5. That's right, my favorite number, 5. And how about preventing further emesis? Again, 5. So the number needed to treat was 5 to prevent further emesis or vomiting, 5 for IV fluid requirements, and 14 for admissions to hospital. So the authors concluded, and I quote, that ondansetron is the only antiemetic agent with consistent proven efficacy in reducing vomiting from gastroenteritis. Other antiemetic drugs have not been demonstrated consistent effectiveness and therefore should not be used. In addition, moderately ill children presenting to the ED who were treated with ondansetron have a decreased risk of receiving IV fluids and decreased risk of needing admission to hospital. So the Beam comments, ondansetron, yeah, given orally. It's an effective antiemetic in children experiencing vomiting secondary to gastroenteritis. Now, the dosages should be given as needed for vomiting, and a regular dose, i.e. in 8 hours of ondansetron, should be avoided to prevent worsening diarrhea and return to the ER. The last thing you want is somebody who's here for vomiting, you give them ondansetron, and it gives them the side effect of diarrhea, and so they re-present to the emergency department. So typically, it's just a single dose. Now, our EBM, our evidence-based medicine information for today's podcast, I always got to sneak some of that stuff in. The search strategies are always important in systematic reviews. You want researchers to cast a big, wide net and be exhaustive in their efforts. And this study did do an exhaustive search. But there was a significant weakness. They limited their strategy to identify only English language studies. Now, whether or not this had an impact on the results and the conclusions are unknown. However, and here's where I come to that less than 1 year stuff, Cochrane traditionally does an excellent job at searching articles to include. I mean, these researchers are incredibly thorough. They usually check everything, including hand searches of medical meetings. They even phone experts. Now, I don't know if they call them at home, but they call experts to say, hey, what have you published in this area? What haven't you published? Is there anything sitting in the bottom desk drawer that we don't know about that's unpublished? I mean, they go after things really, really well with Cochrane. And so while there was an English language restriction to this 2008 publication, there have been a systematic review since by Cochrane in 2011, which agree with the same conclusions that were made here. And this Cochrane review in 2011, the same authors did an update in 2012. So, I mean, you can't get shorter window than that. That was July 2012 in the BMJ. Same conclusions. Now, if you want to cut that KT window to less than 1 year, consider coming to Ski Beam this year in 2013. It's at Silver Star, BC. We've got Dr. Anthony Crocco, our PEDS Beam guru, and he'll be updating the topic of gastroenteritis in children. All right, so the Beam bottom line, ondansetron. It's an effective antiemetic preventing further vomiting, IV fluid use, and admission for children with gastroenteritis. So let's conclude the case then, the case scenario conclusion. The 4-year-old that we had that was vomiting, they were given 0.1 milligram per kilogram of ondansetron orally, which was 2 milligrams in this case, and they were observed for 1 hour with a trial of oral rehydration. There was no further vomiting, and they were sent home with no further incidents and no return ED visits. For more information about dosing, which is typically between 0.1 and 0.15 milligrams per kilogram, check out the ondansetron dosing in pediatric gastroenteritis, a prospective cohort dose response study by Friedman et al. In 2010 in the Journal of Pediatric Drugs. This was a Canadian study. Little plug for Canada there. All right, so now to the Keener contest. I know you've all been waiting for it. Well, last week's winner was Alex Zazula. I hope I said that right. He's a very keen medical student from Washington University, or WashU in St. Louis, and he correctly identified that The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy coined the phrase, don't panic, which is one of our philosophies in emergency medicine. When everybody else is losing it, you don't panic. He even knew that the second rule was bring a towel. And again, when all bleeding stops, eventually, it's probably nice to have a towel around to clean up. All right, so here is the Keener question for this week. What is the number needed to treat with ondansetron to prevent further vomiting in children? You know the answer? Email it to thesgem@gmail.com or go to the Contact Us link at the top of the homepage. Use Keener Contest in the subject line. First one to email me correctly will win a cool skeptical prize. And finally, happy Thanksgiving to all the American SGEM listeners. Hopefully you don't have to use ondansetron at your family event. Check out the nice YouTube video we put up celebrating this holiday. And be skeptical of anything you were taught, even if you were taught it on the SGEM.